Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
HHS and CDC must launch a full-scale public awareness campaign here in New York. In the past, what CDC did, because it was good science, was recommend to people, get the flu shot. Now they've done the opposite. And they need to reverse that and tell people it is safe and a safeguard for your health to get the shot.
I'm not here to tell you whether you should or should not get your flu shot. You can make that decision on your own. Now, we always call this the flu season, and obviously a lot of people have had the flu. If you haven't had it yourself, you probably, unfortunately, know someone who has, and it's brutal. I had it last year, flu B, and it knocked me on my butt for a while.
Oh, I know.
It's awful. But really, this is more the season of we're eating like crap, not taking care of ourselves as much as we should be, and not getting much vitamin D. There's a lot of factors, I believe, that lead to why we see so much illness in winter. It's not just like, oh, it is officially flu season. There's a reason why a lot of these illnesses like the flu tend to spread during this time of the year.
Correct.
But no doubt the flu has been bad this year. They keep talking about this, like, this K strain, right? It was some mutated variant of influenza A. Which, by the way, when I went to the doctor last year, they said that flu A was worse than flu B. If you have flu B, don't tell someone that it could be worse. That's really not the best way to go about that. But anyway, that's not my point here. There was this interesting article that I found. This is actually from Fox News, and it was about some experiment that they did trying to see how the flu was spreading, because more and more people, even when they get the slightest hint of like a cold nowadays, I feel like you see people walking around with a mask again. We've turned into like China, countries in Asia where you sneeze once and you feel the need to slap a diaper on your face and you think that other people should do the same thing, and I refuse to do that. So here's what happened. Researchers from the University of Maryland, School of Public Health and Engineering, they studied influenza spread by placing flu-positive college students in a hotel room with healthy, middle-aged adult volunteers. This is interesting. The participants included 11 healthy volunteers who lived on a quarantined floor of a Baltimore area hotel for 2 weeks. During that time, they simulated different interactions. So they were having conversations, doing physical activities like yoga, passing around objects like pens and tablets from the infected people with the rest of the group. This is, you know, a 2-week experiment to see if you're about to catch the flu.
Yeah,
can you imagine going into that? Sounds awful. They were performing daily...
They were compensated.
I would hope
so. Yeah, thank you.
They performed daily nasal swabs and collected saliva, did blood samples that tested for antibodies, all the different things. Anyway, of course, they're measuring viral exposure. And what's very interesting is, after 2 weeks, not a single healthy individual became infected with the flu. And they think there are a variety of factors. Number one, the lack of coughing. They said that the infected students were holding a lot of the virus in their noses and only a small amount was actually expelled into the air. But the other part, and you don't hear about this as much, is they think the factor was ventilation and air movement. It was continually mixed rapidly by a heater and a dehumidifier. I've heard about how much a dehumidifier can do as far as keeping you healthy in the winter. And we've been talking about getting one in our room because we've got one in the kids' room. But, I mean, it's just interesting because it's like everyone's talking about the flu, and then we're driving in this morning and everyone's talking about the measles, and that's maybe a little bit different.
You got to get you one of those whole house humidifiers from Air Comfort.
Oh, is that what they offer?
Yeah, they can do it for the whole house. But go ahead.
This is just very interesting to me that no one ended up catching the flu.
Zero.
Zero.
And what was the size of the control group again?
This was 11, let's see here, it was 11 healthy people, yeah.
And how many sick people?
Let's see here. I'm trying to think. I think it was around the same.
Okay. And they were in the same area for a week.
For two weeks. 2 weeks, yes.
And none of the healthy people got sick.
It was a quarantine floor of a hotel in Baltimore.
Wow.
And they were having all kinds of interactions. Like, they were simulating what you and I would deal with if we were working together or living together.
So do they have any reason to believe, and I know this will be controversial, that natural immunity might have played a role in it?
Well, they haven't specified that, but I mean, that's one of the biggest things that's debated, right? Is whether natural immunity is really a thing. Well, I would argue yes. It doesn't make sense why you, for example, have just had COVID. You have antibodies in your body, the best antibodies you could possibly want. And then they're still saying, well, we still think that you should get the COVID shot. Or I guess it's the booster now, because the OG shot was back in like 2021, and now it's like number 50 booster.
Still getting that?
Yes.
Who? Why would you continue to subject yourself to that with all of the problems they've had with it?
They just came out.
And COVID is not anything more than a bad cold.
They just came out very recently, RFK Jr., and that he modified, you know, the vaccine schedule for kids specifically.
Sure.
And that was part of it because they were recommending the COVID shot for infants. Babies. They thought that babies fresh out of the womb should be having the COVID shot. I mean, among many other shots. But that was one of them. And time and again, with studies, they realized that the kids were not the ones susceptible. And yet, how many different leaders were saying, we need to shut down schools and the kids can't go back. They just have to be virtual indefinitely. And then you think back to how many kids, you know, kindergartners are sitting there staring at a computer for how many hours during a day trying to focus. That's a joke. And we're really seeing a lot of that impact now.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm sure they're... I mean, here's the thing. Natural immunity is a thing. It strikes me as a little surprising that not a single one of these people got sick. There was nothing else we don't know about them. Like, they hadn't been given the flu vaccine before they went in there.
Had any of them had
the vaccine?
They didn't get sick.
Wow. That's pretty surprising. See, now there are people who are latent carriers of things who themselves don't get sick from it. The odds that you would have 11 of them in there that already had the immunity to this type of influenza. Like, I got the flu shot this year because of my broken ribs. I did not want to be hacking up a lung while feeling like my lung was about to collapse. That's something you want to avoid. I didn't, knock on wood, end up getting the flu, but my daughter did, and I didn't get it. I mean, I didn't catch it, and neither did my wife, who hadn't had the flu shot.
Yeah.
So there is some immunity there, I think, among people.
Well,
there is.
Yeah, when I had the flu last year, thank goodness my husband didn't get it. Because the parents going down, anyone who has kids can probably attest to this. You'd way rather have your kids be sick than you be sick and trying to take care of healthy kids. Right?
I guess.
Young kids, specifically.
But, I mean, if you're a man, whenever you're sick, it's the worst illness you've ever had.
There are videos about
man flu.
So
women can be sick and deal with that stuff, but not us.
Women
right,
go
Ethan?
Around
can
working.
You agree? Ethan's just nodding over there. He knows what I'm talking about.
I have a cold.
Come on.
I need help. Please bring me soup. Is that what you said?
I've never felt this bad in my entire life. This must be the sickest I've ever been.
And does your wife say, honey, it's a cold?
Get over it.
Here's a tissue.
Cracking
blow
the
your
whip
nose.
On me.
You're fine.
No, no, no. She's empathetic. So here's what they determined about me a few years ago. This is interesting. I'll violate my own HIPAA rights here. My wife and my daughter, my other kids, would occasionally get strep because you can get that, right? Over
yeah.
and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I never get it.
You've never had strep.
Maybe as a child, but I don't get it anymore. And my doctor confirmed that you can be a carrier of something and not be allergic to it. So my wife is convinced that I would be exposed to it somewhere and bring it home to everybody else, but it didn't affect me. I don't know if that's true. My doctor said that can be a thing. You can have an immunity to it, but you can still carry the germ and infect other people with it.
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. And really nice of you to share that.
If you're allergic to strep, you should know, do you want to stay away from me?
Are you really allergic? Is that the word?
I mean, if you're prone to
prone
getting
it. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's why people will end up, they'll say getting their tonsils out because they get it over and over and over again. I've had strep multiple times. It's terrible. In fact, it's the worst when your throat is on fire and you go to the doctor and you want them just to say, yeah, you have strep. But when they, oh, yeah, no, I don't know what
culture,
it is.
Yeah.
Just a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, just tell me I have strep.
Give me the drugs, please.
I need the drug. Okay.
Well, we're not gonna give you this because we don't want you to develop, you know, a resistance because you have too many antibiotics. You know what? I've been around so many years at this point. I'll die before I'll develop a resistance to antibiotics. Just let me call you and prescribe me what I need over the phone. We've had a relationship for years. That's what irritates the hell out of me about these doctor's offices. I want to find a doctor that knows me well enough to know I'm not pill shopping. I'm sick and I need medication. Don't make me ring the cash register to have to find time to come and see you when all you have to do is call the prescription into the pharmacy.
Well, the people who do pill shop, they ruin it for you.
I know.
Can you do those Zoom ones?
Telehealth?
Yeah.
You might be able to through our insurance company. I don't know.
You can.
But I'm just talking about individual
that way you don't have
doctors.
To go in. I'm just saying.
See, yeah. But I do enjoy telehealth because I've done that before, and it is nice when you're miserable not have to leave the house. But it is a little bit like, really? You can tell by a not so clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your drug.
Yeah, but if you just need something for the flu or something, you know, they can look at you.
Give me a Z-Pack.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to need to see you first.
You're not like asking for heroin or anything.
I've taken the flu test. Look, I have the flu. Give me a Z-Pack.
When you do an impersonation, your go-to accent is Ron Burgundy, I've realized.
I don't know what I want to do.
That's what you go to.
My apartment smells of rich mahogany and leather. Sorry. All right, quick break here. We'll give away some Jimmy Fallon tickets when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.